And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys golf team, Coach Steve Kofed. And Coach, well, you get another meet in today, another beautiful day. You finish 7th out of 12 teams at the Section 8 preview at Bemidji Town and Country. And again, a pretty solid score, 367. And, well, the guys seem to keep golfing a little better each week.
Yeah, obviously in comparison to yesterday, we're definitely a little disappointed, but that's kind of what this the game of golf does, just because you were riding the high and felt like you played pretty well across the board for us yesterday at Minocqua. 24 hours later, you come over to a different golf course and tee it up, and things don't necessarily go exactly the same way. And I know the kids got off to a little bit of a tough start pretty much across the board. Yesterday, we had multiple kids that, four, five, six holes in were just a couple over par, even par, where today we kind of got off to a little tougher start and never really were able to completely recover, or it took us 10, 12, 14 holes before we really felt like we got off on a good run, and it was a little bit too late to start talking about posting really good scores.
Well, you've been trying to close the gap there on Thief River Falls, and you were right there, only five strokes behind them. East Grand Forks was fifth and a few strokes ahead, and so you're closing the gap there.
Yeah, it kind of seems like if you just ballpark those, we seem to be about 10 strokes behind whoever was higher, Deep River, Eastside, and the other team seems to be about 10 strokes better than them. So we're still in that kind of, 15 to 20 strokes is what we got to find. But, that's still, like we said, or I guess that most of the season, we definitely have those out there that we can close. I mean, Gavin Winger, I thought, put together a pretty good round for us today. He had maybe two holes that really he wished he would have had back. Obviously, there's a few shots that I'm sure over the course of making bogey that he probably had an opportunity to make par. But just looking at his scorecard and kind of walking with him a little bit, he had probably two holes. That Tate Hamry, for his first time over here, wanted to try to get him over this year for sure if he doesn't make the section team or doesn't make the section tournament. But as a freshman, being able to see the golf course at least once, I think he said he three-putted the first five holes. And said he, when I saw him on maybe 15 or 16 holes in, he wasn't hitting his tee shots very well, and he wasn't putting well. So for him to be able to shoot a 93 on his first time out here, I thought was a pretty good score for us. And everybody else, they kind of lost the momentum that they had, like I said earlier, from earlier in this week and last weekend. But now it's, regroup, and that's just the way golf goes. Not every day is going to be, getting the bounces that you want and playing the scores that you're hoping to shoot.
How did the course play today?
The greens were definitely a little firmer, a little quicker than what they were when we were over here last week, Monday. So, being 12 days later, everything was green, a lot more green. Trees were just starting to bud out. So, give it another week and they'll be in full blossom and full leaves. But the golf course looks great. Wind was blowing out of the south, and that was a little trickier than what it was. I don't think there was much wind when we came over last week. But, again, kind of like I think it was Evan Schock when I was walking with. What is something that you're learning? Every time you come over here, you got to walk away with something. If that's where not to hit it, where to hit it, here's a break in this green. Oh, this is where this hole plays, in my mind, one club more or one club less. And that's kind of what these guys are doing when we haven't been here a ton. That they got to kind of make sure they're taking something away every single tournament that they're playing. If it's on a certain golf course or just in general, to be better the next time we're playing.
Yeah, overall thoughts on the day?
Overall, like I said, a little disappointed we didn't put together a couple guys that were in that mid to low 80s like we've been kind of doing the last few. But good day, good competition, good for us to, kind of fight and claw towards the end of the round to, be able to post those low 90s that we've been very accustomed to seeing our guys shoot all the way through the year.